Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Al Franken podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tommy, today I thought I'd tell you about something called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Well, you know me, Senator, and well, I'm happy to learn those stuff. Please, Tommy, call me Al. If you don't mind, Senator, I prefer to call you Senator. Fine, Tommy. So, this November, Joe Biden won the presidency by a margin of 306 electoral votes to 232.
Wow, Senator, that's a big margin.
Yes, it is, Tommy. And yet, if just 40,000 votes combined had switched in Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, Donald Trump could have been reelected to a second term while losing the popular vote by almost 7 million.
Wow, that sure seems screwed up.
I'll say. That's why the candidate elected president should be the winner of the national popular vote.
Gee, you're right, Senator. But to do that, you'd have to pass a constitutional amendment with 2/3 of the votes in both houses of Congress, and then another 3/4 of the states to ratify it.
Very good, Tommy. You've been doing your homework. But I'm afraid you're wrong.
Huh?
You heard me, Tommy. You don't need a constitutional amendment to elect our president by a national popular vote.
Really?
Really. You see, Tommy, Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution says only that the state legislatures shall make the rules by which each state appoints its electors.
Hold the phone, Senator. I thought that ever since George Washington was elected our first president, that each state legislature automatically appointed the electors for the winner of the popular vote in its state.
Most Americans think that, Tommy. But actually, in that first presidential election, citizens in only 6 of the 13 states were even allowed to vote for president. In fact, it wasn't until the 1880s that Americans in every state cast votes for the president.
Well, Senator, I guess I don't know my American history as well as I thought. But I still don't understand how you get to a national popular vote.
Well, Tommy, it took a very smart man to figure that out. His name is Dr. John Coza. Dr. Coza was a professor of computer science at Stanford, and he invented the scratch-off lottery ticket.
Uh-huh. But what could the scratch-off lottery ticket possibly have to do with a national popular vote, Senator?
Actually, Tommy, it had everything to do with the national popular vote. You see, years ago, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont started the Tri-State Lottery. To do so, they formed what's known as an interstate compact.
Interstate compact?
There's lots of them, Tommy. For example, my state of Minnesota belongs to the Great Lakes Interstate Compact.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, Tommy, it does. Now, to join an interstate compact, the state legislature must pass a law, and the governor signed it. Of course, then that state is obligated by law to obey the rules of the compact.
Why will this end, Senator? I don't have a very long attention span.
We're almost there, Tommy. You see, when the multi-state lottery formed its interstate compact, it gave Dr. Coza an idea. The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact.
The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact? That's a lot of words, Senator.
Yes, it is, Tommy. But the rules are quite simple. Each state in the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact agrees to cast all of its electoral votes for the winner of the national popular vote. But the compact is not triggered until the states belonging to the compact have at least 270 electoral votes between them.
Wow, I get it. That's a pretty elegant solution, Senator. But I don't suppose Dr. Coza's had any luck so far.
Actually, Tommy, 15 states have joined, plus the District of Columbia. Between them, they have 196 electoral votes.
Wow, this is exciting. I guess the whole idea of a national popular vote must be pretty, well, popular.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Tommy, in a nationwide poll taken just this September by the Pew Research Center, 58% of Americans thought the national popular vote was a very good idea.
Well, I hate to be a skeptic, Senator, but I don't necessarily trust polling. I mean, has the national popular vote in a state compact ever come up for a referendum in an actual state?
Yes, Tommy, just this November in Colorado, and it won.
Holy moly, this could really happen. Are there any other states that are likely to sign on anytime soon?
As a matter of fact, Tommy, it passed the State House in Virginia in 2019, and we expect it to come up again this year.
Jeepers!
And who knows, Tommy, we just might put it to a test on other statewide ballots, like in Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan.
Gosh, if you got this all done before 2024, you and Dr. Kozer just might save the country from the kind of crisis we just narrowly averted.
We believe in one person, one vote, Tommy.
Wow. One person, one vote. Who could be against that, Senator?
I don't know, Tommy. I don't know. And next time, Tommy, please come during office hours.
Ah, geez, Senator, I didn't realize there were designated office hours.
They're posted on my door, Tommy.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Al Franken podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.